In the 1960s, Rod Serling's Twilight Zone kicked off a kind of monkey madness with groundbreaking insights into the Planet of the Apes. In this scene, planet leaders try a man for being a man.
This exhibit is indeed a man. Therefore, he has no rights under ape law. This is a man, is it not?
He is unlike any man you have ever seen.
Answer the question, Dr. Zira.
Fortunately, this is not the way things turned out. Humans may have gotten a leg up along the way.
It was probably one of the first adaptations that sent hominids down the path towards becoming more human.
David Reichlin is an assistant professor of anthropology at the University of Arizona. He was part of a team of researchers looking at how much energy chimpanzees use while walking as compared to their human counterparts.
Humans are using about 75% less energy to walk than a chimpanzee does. So a tremendous difference in the cost of movement in a human compared to a chimp.
These benefits over chimp energy usage would have allowed early humans to move more efficiently and thus spend energy elsewhere.
Some savings would then have been spent on something like reproduction, which is sort of the name of the game when it comes to evolution.
If this is such a good idea, why haven't the chimps figured it out? Reichlin says chimpanzees were probably never under the pressure to change their movement, and a move toward walking may have taken away from their tree-climbing skills. Still, understanding why bipedalism or two-leg walking evolved may give a look into early humans.
So understanding why bipedalism evolved, in a sense, is understanding why humans evolved originally.
Unfortunately, humans made it to the top of the food chain.
Creature's not being tried, he's being disposed of.
For KJZZ, I'm Tony Ganser.